Stumbling Stones, A Path Through Grief, Love and Loss. Written and read by Airdrie Grant. It was a sunny Sunday afternoon when the phone rang. I was idly wondering if I had the will to vacuum. The siren call of the phone offered a reprieve. It was my big brother calling to tell me that my twin brother Angus was dead. That's all he said. He's dead. I fell spinning into an abyss of pain and darkness. I shook and I wept. Food repelled me. I couldn't sit still, let alone drive. Sleep was ragged. My skin felt paper thin and my sensitivity was acute. The pain was unremitting. C.S. Lewis said in A Grief Observed that the death of a beloved is an amputation. For a twin, it's worse. I couldn't move. My dog came and sat next to me. Alone in his flat, Angus died when an ulcer had burst. It wasn't my first encounter with the sharp pain of grief and loss, but I forgot it and had been living with the blithe arrogance of everyday life. My concerns up until that moment were parking, work, bills. I didn't think about pain. Brutalities and wars in faraway countries didn't really affect me. I had forgotten how grief walks alongside, sits on your shoulders. At any time, your proud little house of cards can tumble down. Years ago, I had confidently asserted that pain was an ally. I didn't remember how it strips you back to your core, naked for all to see, defenseless, wounded and raw. Time tricked me into thinking I had learned the strong, driving nature of this lesson. I realize now this was foolishness. I did remember how people behaved towards the bereaved, though. Their awkwardness and muffled kindness, the way they changed around me. Some ran a million miles as if I were carrying a terrifying infection. Others drew close, too close, treating me as if I were ill. They patted my arm, looking deeply in my eyes and whispered in voices dripping with concern, "Are you okay?" "No, I'm not," I would think, pulling away. "Please don't make my pain your story. Leave me alone." It was hard to receive kindness and even harder from friends than from strangers. I was given curious gifts in that ragged time, sure knowledge of what I would and wouldn't do, crystal clear knowing of what really mattered. The trivialities of life were exposed baldly. People's vanity shone brightly. I was released from worrying about what others thought of me. The whole business of grief and loss is a mess. It can start badly and end who knows how or when. It doesn't have to be about death. It can be about the loss of a friendship, a pet, a dream of you, vitality, country, hair, strength. It's not always as straightforward as death, where the loss is there for all to see. What about those mysterious unresolved losses, babies adopted out in secrecy, the end of a forbidden relationship? Whatever way you come to it, the journey through grief is long and unpredictable. The only way through it is through it. There are no shortcuts. The more you step into it, the better. Avoidance only brings it back more strongly later on. Better to lash yourself to the mast and sail into the storm. What choice do you have? And after others have tired of you and gone back into their lives, you still have to sail that sea. Things happen on that journey. Friendships are formed and gifts arrive from unexpected sources. A friend told me once, "You get the help you need, not when you think you need it, but when you really need it." She was right.